Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yeah, a great day with some unexpected good news in terms of some major polling. There's also unexpected good news, at least for today. It was good news that we certainly, all of America, regardless of your politics, hoped for coming up. But good news about the president's condition. This according to the Lieutenant Colonel and Dr. Sean Conley, President Trump's personal physician. We will get to that as well. And the polling good news has to do with one of the people of the hour, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. More good news. The Dow at the end of the day was up 530 points. And that's a huge rise. And what's amazing to me is it's about the same kind of rise as you had a fall yesterday. Yesterday, the Dow was up over 200 at one point, and then President Trump tweeted he was canceling negotiations, and the Dow collapsed. And it went down not just from being up 200, it went down more than 300. Now this. So what the heck is going on? What's going on with the administration? It's a pleasure to be able to ask Stephen Moore, who is one of the president's top economic advisors, has been the author of the book Trumponomics. Stephen, are you with me?
Hi, it's good to be with you, Michael. And that stock market today was unbelievable. I mean, you're right. We lost, you know, 300, 400 points yesterday, and then it just came booming back today. You know, it really is pretty incredible to me, Michael, that here we are, you know, 8-9 months into a pandemic, you know, that we're almost through with, hopefully, God willing. But, you know, we've been through some really, really tough times with massive business closures and a lot of people losing their jobs. And yet the stock market, the NASDAQ's at an all-time high. The Dow is approaching an all-time high. S&P is near an all-time high. It's really pretty amazing how we've weathered through this storm. I mean, we got a lot of work to do, but, you know, given the fact that we've created 11 million jobs in the last 5 months and the third quarter GDP, 33%, I mean, this is a really, really strong and fast-growing economy right now.
Okay, part of what helped the market today was yesterday the president was completely shutting down any negotiations with the Democrats on a stimulus package. Today, this morning, he tweeted out the House and Senate should immediately, all in caps, approve $25 billion for airline payroll support and $135 billion for paycheck protection program for small business. Both of these will be fully paid for with unused funds from the CARES Act. Have this money. I will sign now. And then he added to that, if I am sent a standalone bill for stimulus checks, $1,200, that's for every American, they will go out to our great people immediately. I am ready to sign right now. Mm-hmm. Are you listening, Nancy? Nancy's expected to say no way. She's expected to stand on her $2.2 trillion minimum package that she just repass through the House, I think. So what should the president do?
Well, yeah, I think, first of all, you summarized the situation very well. And there's really not much different from what Trump said today than what he's been saying for the last 3 months. Let's do what we agree on, right? We agree on, and by the way, let me preface this by saying I'm not a fan of stimulus and bailout, so I prefer that they do nothing personally, but that's just one man's opinion. But what Donald Trump says is, look, we agree we want to do these $1,100, $1,200, you know, payments. We agree that we want to provide some help for hospitals and for schools. We agree we want to, provide bailouts for airlines. By the way, that's something I'm very much against, but, you know, that's something both parties want to do. So, I mean, why not? What is the argument? Really, seriously, I would love somebody to ask this. What is the argument for not doing that? Why, you know, why don't you provide the aid that we agree on, and then you can argue over the things we don't agree on? But Pelosi basically is holding the whole bill hostage, Michael, and saying, unless you give me $400 billion for my state of California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, all the blue states that are bankrupt, then I'm not going to agree to the bill. And, you know, the American people should really basically say to Pelosi, come on, let's go. Let's do what we can do to get the economy, put partisan politics aside and get that done, and then let's have an argument about, you know, how much aid we want to give to the ailing blue states.
Isn't part of what's going on right now just pure politics? In other words, Trump wants to do these $1,200 stimulus checks, which could be many times that if you have children at home, because I think this time they're supposed to be giving out stimulus for kids, too. And Trump wants those checks to go out with his name on it before the election, which means they'd have to move very quickly. And the checks would be signed, presumably, by Donald Trump, or people are talking about as Trump money, which helps him. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to help him right now. She might consider doing something after the election, which is what the president had said yesterday. Is that where we are? Is that what's motivating her? Is that what's motivating him?
I'm a little bit more, look, I, you know, Donald Trump has said from the, since July that he wants a big stimulus bill. So I think really the only thing that he really objects to is, well, there's two things. One is, as I just said, the blue state bailout. The other thing is Pelosi is still insisting on $600 a week unemployment benefit. Remember, Michael, on your show a few weeks ago, we talked about this, and I told people, look, that's insane. That's paying people twice as much money for not working as going back to a job. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, everybody thinks there should be a safety net for people who've lost their job, but it's not even fair to the working class people who are, many of whom are, you know, listening to this show, that they actually have to work 40 hours a week and get up at 6 in the morning and sometimes in tough jobs. They go home, the guy next door is getting a government check for more money they're making. I mean, how in the world is that, number one, fair, and number two, how is that good for the economy? So those are the two things that are holding things up. And as I said, why not just do what you agree to? Now, you make a good point. Pelosi will say, well, we're not going to send out these Trump checks to people right before an election. And so, you know, I think I don't know what to say to that, except that if she was putting, you know, the country ahead of partisan politics, she would agree to do it.
Yeah, and again, Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, I've never heard a Federal Reserve head speak so passionately about the need for some kind of stimulus right now, because he says
economy...
I figured you would, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is an important economics lesson for people. Government spending does not stimulate the economy. It didn't work for, remember Obama tried, remember his $800 billion program, the shovel-ready projects and so on, and the unemployment rate, you know, they didn't create any of the jobs that they thought they would, because, you know, it's very simple, folks. The government can only spend a dollar if it takes a dollar away from someone. I mean, you know, it's not like the government, you know, creates any resources. So it's just a redistribution scheme. And for the most part, I don't think there's really much evidence that this really works much. And so, you know, it's hard for me to argue in favor of a stimulus, because I really think the economy, by the way, the economy's been doing great for the last 3 months without much stimulus. So why do we need another stimulus now? I personally think that the most important thing that overshadows everything, I wish that the Fed Reserve Board Chairman had said this yesterday, the most important thing is get the businesses open. Get the schools open. Get the playgrounds open. Get, you know, let the economy open again. I mean, we're, despite what's happening in the White House, the news is good on the virus. It's declining. The death rates are declining. Hospitalizations are declining. And, you know, there's no substitute for getting commerce flowing again. And that happens independent of government sending out checks to people.
You know, it depends whether the virus is declining or not, depends on where you are. Obviously, there are Midwestern states. There was a report today about North Dakota is in crisis situation. Wisconsin is in crisis situation. And I'm not sure people even understand why it's the upper Midwest that appears to be struck so hard. Steve, always fascinating and informative to speak to you. You can read about Steve Moore's most recent work and the Unleash Prosperity project that he's involved with. Go to our website, look for Unleash Prosperity at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the Michael Medved show, the White House physician, Sean Conley, says the president has tested negative for the virus, which indicates that he should certainly be in shape. He's going down to the West Wing, not limited to the residence. And though he has to be careful because the White House has become such a hot spot, they apparently have people in the equivalent of hazmat with full personal protective PPE equipment and cleaning out the White House. And there are now three, count them, three assistance to Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, who we all hope has a speedy recovery from coronavirus. But three of her assistants are also sick. Stephen Miller is sick. Mark Meadows apparently is not sick, but he is being attacked by other members of the White House staff for not having been more protective of the White House staff. It's a tough situation. And apparently Hope Hicks is very concerned because she's blamed for infecting the president. And she actually believes the president may have infected her. She was tested positive the same day that the president and Melania tested positive. She was, however, symptomatic before they were. She was feeling sick, and she quarantined herself on the back of Air Force One. All of this is going on at a time when we're getting ready to see what happens with the debate tonight. Now, apparently, part of the concern here is the moderator, Susan Page. And I've known Susan Page for many years. She's a good reporter. I think she's as close to a fair reporter as you can get. That's one of the reasons she was chosen to moderate this thing. She works for USA Today. And part of these plexiglass screens that they are arguing about, even as we speak, just a couple of hours before they begin, a part of the plexiglass screens are supposed to protect Susan Page from two people who might, in fact, have the coronavirus. But nothing can protect Kamala Harris, we are told, can protect her from sexism. Who says so? It is a very funny 6-minute video that was released this morning from Politico. And it was all about sexism in presidential politics and all of the terrible obstacles that Kamala Harris allegedly faces in approaching this debate tonight. By the way, there's a much better commentary about that by Bobby Jindal today in the Journal, but we'll get to that. This is clip number one, Jeremy. A clip is meant, it would seem to me, to prepare the country for the idea that Senator Harris may underperform. She may not have as strong a debate as Mike Pence. The clip begins this way by talking about the difficulties of women in politics.
There have been so many unprecedented curveballs in this election, it can be hard to keep up. But one thing remains constant. Kamala Harris is up against the longstanding sexist scrutiny that women in politics face, which got us thinking, how do the obstacles that women face as politicians translate to the debate stage? A woman's debate performance tends to be scrutinized at a higher level. They can't be too feminine or they risk not being taken seriously. If they're too assertive, they're dubbed unlikable. Just look at what happened in 2008 when Sarah Palin's sex appeal and Hillary Clinton's pantsuits saturated pop culture.
And of course, there is one of the oldest sexist tropes about women in politics. They are too emotional.
Okay, the idea that women get intense scrutiny in a nationally televised debate, everybody gets intense scrutiny at a national televised debate. Remember Al Gore, one of the things that helped him lose that election to George W. Bush was it was in their first debate, I believe, that Al Gore was sighing and rolling his eyes. He would sort of express on camera, basically his contempt, right, for what his opponent was saying. And then they have gender experts on this video. It's all talking about sexism and the incurable systemic racism that Senator Harris faces. Listen.
Everyone loves a woman in power unless she's seeking power.
Kamala Harris is seeking executive office as vice president. She's a woman, and she's a woman of color. Tell me a little bit about how that you think could play out over the next few weeks.
I think the summer's conversation around who Vice President Biden's pick would be is a little bit of a glimpse into what happens to particularly black women, misogyny noir, that we call it, right? The explicit intersection of sexism and racism that uniquely is pertained to black women. But I think it is putting our nation and our culture in a position to think about, why am I overly critiquing someone who is overly qualified, and I'm not doing the same for someone else when they are a white man?
Okay. Do you think that President Trump has gotten a fair amount of scrutiny and critique? I mean, look, a lot of it deserved, no question about it. But this idea that Kamala Harris, there's this terrific piece by Bobby Jindal, and Governor Jindal, former governor of Louisiana, he's also the child of immigrants, as is Kamala Harris. And yes, his mother came from India, his father as well, and her mother came from India. And Bobby Jindal writes, Senator Kamala Harris is an inspiring example of what is possible in America. Her late mother came from India, like my parents, earned a doctorate in endocrinology and became a breast cancer researcher. Her father came from Jamaica and earned a doctorate in economics and retired as a Stanford professor. Immigrants who come to pursue the American dream often appreciate the economic and political freedoms others take for granted. Their children see the combination of education and hard work that enabled their families to flourish. But somehow, Ms. Harris seems to have learned the wrong lesson about America. Even compared with other successful immigrant children, Ms. Harris has had a remarkable career. She served as San Francisco's district attorney and attorney general of California before being elected to the Senate in 2016. Her electoral successes disprove the left's view of the nation as hopeless and irredeemable. Yet her political ambitions led her to embrace the fashionable view of America as systemically racist. In other words, does anyone honestly see some example of people focusing their fire on Kamala Harris in this election? It seems preposterous. Utterly preposterous. And I am sure she will be aggressive. And I am sure she will give an account of herself tonight. And yes, there is a question. If she were debating Donald Trump, it would be less of a problem. But it is a challenge to be aggressive and to go after Mike Pence, who's a visible nice guy. People close to Mike Pence are preparing for debate, saying he's going to talk about Kamala Harris's radicalism and Joe Biden as a Trojan horse. Will he? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump hasn't shown any symptoms of coronavirus for more than 24 hours, according to his physician. In a new memo, White House Dr. Sean Conley says the president's vital signs, oxygen saturation, and respiratory rates are all normal, and that the president has been fever-free for 4 days. We are just hours away from tonight's debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. The Biden campaign says they're not taking tonight lightly. Deputy Campaign Manager Kate Bedingfield says they know that Vice President Pence can be persuasive in a debate environment.
We know Mike Pence is a very good debater. He's a very skilled debater, and he gets a lot of credit because he speaks in complete sentences, unlike Donald Trump. I mean, if you only have to look at his RNC convention speech to see that. So, you know, we have every expectation that Mike Pence is going to be compelling on the debate stage tonight.
The vice presidential debate begins at 9 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is one of the truly smart guys in the Republican Party and will have a role in the Republican Party future, it seems clear to me, has a piece in the Wall Street Journal questioning this whole idea of Kamala Harris as a self-anointed victim, somebody who has faced obstacles and is facing obstacles going into the debate tonight. And he writes this. He says a biracial woman who has been elected to statewide office multiple times and whose immigrant parents worked in some of the nation's most prestigious schools. Yeah, that's right. Stanford, University of California, Berkeley, and labs might proudly proclaim America's melting pot a great success. She could cite the progress America has made and the freedom and minority protections it offers compared with other countries. Ms. Harris instead chooses to emphasize her victimhood. And that's what, of course, they were doing with that that quote, helpful video from Politico that was supposed to show the problems and the challenge she'll have tonight debating Mike Pence. And Bobby Jindal concludes his column, former governor of Louisiana, former United States congressman, 3 terms in the U.S. Congress. Bobby writes, conservatives couldn't have expected Joe Biden to choose a running mate who embraces our philosophy of limited government. But we did hope he would select somebody strong and principled enough to stand up to the rising radical left. It's a tribute to America's progress that the daughter of immigrants could grow up to become a vice presidential candidate. And a backhanded one that, in doing so, should prove she can be as mercenary as any other politician. And he's talking about her basically endorsing political correct lines, politically correct lines on everything. Apparently the 2 people who have been helping Mike Pence with his debate prep have been primarily Scott Walker and Pam Bondi, who is the former Attorney General of the state of Florida. And I guess they think that she's the right choice because she was Attorney General in Florida at the same time that Kamala Harris was Attorney General in California. And who knows? Scott Walker helped prepare Mike Pence last time, 4 years ago, because they're friends. Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin. And he did obviously a good job with Pence. According to people close to the debate preparations, they are going to press Kamala Harris, if Susan Page, the moderator, doesn't, on this charge that Joe Biden is really a Trojan horse, and that's the term that is frequently used by President Trump, and has also been used by Mike Pence. He used it in his acceptance speech that he gave at Fort McHenry, Maryland, at the time of the Republican convention. That somehow, a Trojan horse, of course, they sneak this effigy of a big wooden horse in through the gates of Troy, and there are all kinds of armed men hidden inside, and then they burst out and kill everybody and capture the city of Troy. Okay, is that going to work against Kamala Harris? Well, look, I am sure that they are aware about her appearance. This is clip five, Jeremy. Her appearance this morning with George Stephanopoulos of ABC, saying she supports the mayor of L.A., Eric Garcetti, in his move to devastate the police budget in the city, cutting it by $150 million. Listen to what Kamala Harris has to say here.
So does that mean you support proposals like what we've seen in Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti saying, take some of the money from policing, about $150 million, invest it in health initiatives, training initiatives for youth?
I support investing in communities so that they become more healthy and therefore more safe. Right now, what we're seeing in America is many cities spend over one-third of their entire city budget on policing. But meanwhile, we've been defunding public schools for years in America. We've got to re-examine what we're doing with American taxpayer dollars and ask the question, are we getting the right return on our investment? Are we actually creating healthy and safe communities? And that's a legitimate conversation, and it requires a really critical evaluation. I applaud Eric Garcetti for doing what he's done.
Okay, so she appears to endorse Garcetti cutting the police budget at a time of rising crime by $150 million. You'll notice, by the way, the biggest problem in Los Angeles, and everybody who lives anywhere near L.A. knows it, is homelessness. Is people camped out everywhere and being a source of illness and trash and graffiti and crime and every other kind of urban blight. And she does appear to say that, well, okay, she's all in favor of defunding police. Now, you may remember that Joe Biden has said repeatedly, no, I do not favor defunding police. But here's his running mate apparently disagreeing with him. She didn't answer the question directly. She didn't say, well, I favor taking $150 million away from the police department in L.A. She just said, oh, I want to give it to training, youth training and education, and we need to spend more. The whole Biden campaign is about spending more, and which is why it's so important for Republicans to maintain control of the Senate as some kind of check on what could be just a spend-a-thon. And Biden himself gave what was a pretty good speech. And in fact, it had some very good passages in it. He delivered it at Gettysburg. It was apparently full of emotion for most of it. It was a 22-minute speech outdoors at Gettysburg near the Civil War battlefield that serves as a symbol of a country split against itself. Mr. Biden drew parallels between that dark time in American history, writes the New York Times, and the turmoil of the current moment, saying that the country was again in a battle for the soul of the Union, reprising a central theme of his candidacy 4 weeks before Election Day. Joe Biden, this is, of course, clip number four, said this.
Believe in law and order. I've never supported defunding the police, but I also believe injustice is real. It's a product of a history that goes back 400 years, the moment when black men, women, and children first were brought here in chains. I do not believe we have to choose between law and order and racial justice in America. We can't have both. This is a nation strong enough to both honestly face systemic racism and strong enough to provide safe streets for our families and small businesses that too often bear the brunt of this looting and burning. We have no need for armed militias roaming America's streets, and we should have no tolerance for extremist white supremacy groups menacing our communities.
Okay, the difficulty here is that I think there are very, very few people who believe that militias on the streets or white supremacy groups have been the main source of urban devastation in this country over the entire summer. They haven't been. It's been people associated with the BLM movement. And of course, Biden enormously needs their support. And rioters associated with Antifa. And look, he said good things, but there you see he supports law and order, but then cites a false example of the biggest threat to law and order. It's always fine to denounce white supremacists and militias and vigilantes, but to suggest that that is the biggest threat right now to law and order is simply not true. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
A corrupt human tornado.
Michael Medved.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With the market just booming today, the Dow up more than 500 points, it's a good day to think about your own investments for the future and maybe getting in on the ground floor on some outstanding high-tech startups. There's information available. It's fairly detailed, fascinating information. It's completely free. Go to our crowd. Give them a chance to share some of this background with you. That's our crowd at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner to see about this company and its exciting work in the world of high tech, based in Israel, where, by the way, they have a new poll that shows that there's a new front runner if they do go to a new election at some point, and with the prime minister facing trial. Who knows? But we will get to all of that. But check it out at our website, michaelmedved.com. Click on our crowd. Joe Biden, speaking at Gettysburg yesterday, you may remember Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, instantly did, that President Trump was speaking of delivering a speech at Gettysburg. He didn't. But he was going to speak at the battlefield and use that location to give his acceptance speech, the same speech that he actually gave from the White House, and with a fairly large group of people who weren't masked. I know. But that was not apparently a super spreader event. But the difference is that President Trump was going to speak, I believe, from the federal battlefield, which is part of the national park system. And that was considered highly questionable. There were problems with lighting. There are also big problems with most of the battlefield of Gettysburg has monuments all over it. And there are monuments to both sides, as it should be, as it has always been, because it's recalling a specific battle in the place where human beings, Americans, actually died. In any event, Joe Biden says he worked very, very, very hard. He gave four verys there on this particular speech. And it does seem that this is going to be the closing argument for the campaign. He said in his speech from Gettysburg, "You don't have to agree with me on everything, or even on most things, to see that what we're experiencing right now is neither good nor normal." He said, "This pandemic is not a red state or blue state issue. The virus doesn't care where you live, what political party you belong to. It affects all of us. It will take anyone's life. It's a virus. It's not a political weapon." And then echoing Lincoln, of course, who gave his House Divided speech actually in 1858 when he was running for Senate. But Biden said, today, once again, we are a House divided. But that, my friends, can no longer be. We are facing too many crises. We have too much work to do. We have too bright a future to have it shipwrecked on the shoals of anger and hate and division. And then he said, as I look across America today, I'm concerned the country is in a dangerous place. Our trust in each other is ebbing. Hope seems elusive. Too many Americans are engaged in total, unrelenting, partisan warfare. And then it's interesting. He echoed what Jack Kemp was saying in those clips from back from 1996, 24 years ago. He said, instead of treating each other's party as the opposition, we treat them as the enemy. This must end. We need to revive the spirit of bipartisanship in this country, the spirit of being able to work with one another. Now, did Alyssa Milano sort of honor that? I can't believe that she gets the publicity she does. She really was not a very significant actress when she was an actress. She has a new children's book. And she's asked about her support for defunding the police when she appears on The View on ABC. That's clip number 6. And it sounds like this.
You know, what we're facing right now is the need for like a almost like a radical reconstruction of society. And I have used the hashtag defund the police before. And I want to be really clear on what that means. It means that we need to take funds, which, by the way, they're funded very heavily. I mean, they're basically militarized at this point. And we need to take some of that money and put it into the communities of color to chip away, the very least, to chip away at the systemic racism and inequalities.
Okay. What, of course, she ignores, she is a white lady. What she ignores is a fact that Jason Riley brings up today, which is that when people have been asked about this in polling, when black people have been asked about this in polling, overwhelming majorities, in 1993, a Gallup poll found that 75% of black respondents wanted more cops on the street. 82% said that the criminal justice system didn't treat offenders harshly enough, and 68% favored building more prisons so that longer sentences could be handed out. Now, has that all gone away? Do we have a situation now where this actually is a black-white issue? Michelle Obama would seem to suggest that. And for people who say that the Republican Party generally, as an institution, has nothing to say to people of color. For goodness sake, the issue of public safety, the issue of reducing criminality, of reducing gang violence, of reducing the fact that it's all over the country right now. In Bellevue, Washington, the other night, they had a shooting with two groups of suspected gang members at Crossroads Park. And for people who know the Seattle area, this is serious. And the idea that somehow this has no impact on communities of color, it's devastating to communities of color. And it's fascinating, as Jason Riley points out, that right now the left opposes something that most black people believe would be extremely meaningful and helpful to the community, which is school choice. And that is an area where bipartisanship ought to be possible, Joe Biden. And at the same time that the left favors something that would be deeply damaging to communities of color, which is cutting back on policing. Because if the police are not there to allow public safety to flourish, then really what happens to those small businesses? What happens to all those businesses that literally lost billions of dollars, and the insurance companies behind them lost billions of dollars because of devastating riots in Chicago, in Minneapolis, in Seattle, in Portland almost every single night? And no, Vice President Biden, it is not white militias who are doing the burning and the window breaking and the graffiti and the smashing. And frankly, if this comes up at the debate tonight, I assume that Mike Pence is going to be very prepared to talk about the reality of the public safety issue. And maybe, just maybe, at some point, somebody on some side or another can actually go to the issue, maybe just a little bit, of homelessness and how it got much worse under Barack Obama, despite a pledge that he made in 2009 to end homelessness in 10 years. Well, it's long beyond that 10 years. Homelessness has only grown worse. So has it gotten better under President Trump? Of course not. So what do we do about that? And we will also get to, next hour, a surprising new poll, and it is not from a conservative source. It's a new poll about changing opinions on confirming Justice Amy Coney Barrett, which both the Republicans in Congress and the President of the United States believe should be a top priority. And then a question about your actual chances of dying from coronavirus. There's an interesting piece in Forbes magazine that compares it to the chances you would face with death with other activities. We will get to that and too much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.